Hey everyone, John Lakefun here. You know, as residents, it's really difficult to talk openly about our struggles. But take a listen as I interview your favorite EM educators about their stories. These conversations will lead us into the very first Resident Wellness Consensus Summit, a partnership between Essentials of Emergency Medicine, Academic Life in Emergency Medicine, and EMRA on May 15th, 2017 at Essentials of Emergency Medicine. For this episode, I sat down with Dr. Eileen Claudius, the ever-popular pediatric emergency medicine expert on MRAP, and we spoke about her residency experience and the secret ingredients that made it so great.
I loved residency, and I know that wellness is important, and I know that my experience is not everyone's experience, and I have a great deal of awareness and empathy for people that are feeling burnout and are feeling difficulty dealing with the sleeplessness and the isolation that can come with residency. I was really lucky. I had a fantastic community at the hospital. I loved it. I had a lot of variety because I went back and forth between pediatrics and emergency medicine. And I actually loved residency. And even the hard parts, even the giving bad news and holding hands kind of parts of residency, I actually really enjoyed. I enjoyed the opportunity to learn and to be a part of people's lives. I really like my job and I really love medicine. And I actually really enjoyed residency.
Digging a little deeper, I asked Eileen, how does she do it? What things helped her keep a positive attitude?
Great friendships at the hospital and people that I could commiserate with when there was an annoying attending or a tough family. I had great attendings, which I'm sure a lot of people do, great co-residents. I got a fair amount of autonomy and encouragement to teach in my emergency medicine residency program, which was fantastic. But I also think part of it is just kind of an intrinsic personality characteristic. Like if I sit home and I watch the news or I were to sit on Facebook for a prolonged period of time, which I can't really attest to because I've never done that. But it seems like there's all this bad news and you're hearing about terrible things right and left going on in the world. It's very easy for me to get mired in that. It's happening whether or not I'm at the hospital. Somebody is dying whether or not at the hospital. Somebody is getting bad news whether or not I'm at the hospital. My personality is just kind of that personality that I feel better if I can be there and do the very best job I can to improve the situation. And sometimes that's nothing. Sometimes someone's going to die and they're going to die if I'm there or not. But at least the fact that I had a chance to try, that I had a chance to interact with a family, maybe do the best job that I could, making it an experience where they were at the bedside if they wanted to be at the bedside for, you know, kind of a family presence sort of situation. They got their questions answered. They got the advice that they needed to for the future. Whatever it is that I could do, the chance that I had the ability to be part of the situation and to do it rather than to just have to sit here and watch all of the terrible things going around us in the world, that to me is a very fulfilling experience. And when you're in residency, you're working a ton and you get a lot of that. So that was something that I really hung on to during residency that was very meaningful to me.
Now, Eileen did mention that not every moment of residency came up roses.
I definitely remember having a situation right after I had my first child where I had to tell a family that their son had died. And I think that was the hardest for me, knowing that I was telling somebody that my worst nightmare just happened to them.
On the topic of delivering bad news, I was curious to hear Eileen's take on the veneer that we as clinical providers sometimes put on to separate our emotions from the clinical situation and stop us from falling apart.
I think to some extent, you are right. You don't want to completely fall apart. But I also had one of the residents that I was working with once yelled at by somebody else that they had cried, giving a family bad news. And I think everyone knows you're giving them bad news. It's not like a big secret. You maintaining a great deal of composure doesn't change it. And I think that we're allowed to be human. And if we force ourselves not to be human and have any degree of human emotion, that's obviously not putting us on the path of wellness. And certainly if we force other people not to be human, that's not putting either them nor us on the path to wellness.
And there you have it. Words of wisdom from Eileen Claudius, one of my emergency medicine heroes. If you're a resident, sign up for the Resident Wellness Consensus Summit via the HIPPO education page on the EMRA website, or find out more information at essentialsofem.com and in this Academic Life in Emergency Medicine blog post. We'll see you in May 2017. John Lakefun out.